This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, that's right. A very rare high noon grab bag here on Jones and Keefe with Red Sox pregame coming up in just a little bit. First pitch from the game one of the doubleheader, Sox and Orioles at 1:35. Pregame 12:35. Jones and I are going to stick around for part of the pregame. But Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Let's start, Jones, in the NBA. As last night we had game two of the West Finals. Thunder Wolves, and it was all Thunder once again. 118-103. They take what they would call a commanding 2-0 series lead.
Yeah, I've been sold on Jalen Williams these last three games, meaning game one, game two, and then game seven last round against Denver. OKC's done the exact same thing in each of these two games. And I wasn't completely locked in last night, but I'm watching in the third quarter. I'm like, okay, it's a close game, you know, 8-10, something like that. Minnesota's definitely in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And OKC goes on these runs where they swarm on defense. Mm-hmm. It's all fast breaks the other way. It's like lobs to Chet Holmgren. It's breakaway layups and all these things. And they overwhelm you. And so I thought they struggled in a sweep against Memphis. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I thought they did. they did struggle with Denver.
Yeah, then, Denver took them seven.
But these first two games against Minnesota, maybe for a half, Minnesota hangs around and then they run them out of the gym. So OKC looks ticketed for an NBA championship.
A lot of skinny guys in the NBA, a lot of stick men. Would you say Chet Holmgren is the most, like, the poster boy of the stick man?
The stickiest?
Like top five Slenderman.
Wembanyama.
Durant. Holmgren.
Chet Holmgren. Sean Bradley.
And Manute Bol. Yeah, oh, good one.
Manute Bol.
Real nice one.
Like, you're just like, is that guy going to break? I'd be, like, fascinated. I'm like, is that guy going to snap a leg?
Bol Bol
also.
Yeah.
Kind of like his dad. Rest in peace.
Manute was the OG of the Slender Men.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because George Murasan had a little bit of weight to him. Murasan, you wouldn't think was like going to snap in half.
Especially when he was towing around Billy Crystal. I mean, that's
true.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
a lot of extra there.
Mark Eaton.
Oh, no. He's
thick.
Real thick.
But some of these guys.
He'd swat your shot.
Chet Holmgren doesn't weigh 200 pounds.
No.
He is thin.
No, you need three Holmgrens for one Chet.
That's right. Tonight, Pacers-Knicks game two. Pacers, of course, took game one in thrilling fashion. Knicks are 6.5-point favorites tonight.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sucker's bet, buying opportunity.
Here's the thing. I think there's no chance the Knicks lose this game. Okay. I know. Famous last word.
Isolate
but
that.
Do I want to take them by 6.5 points? I'm not sure about that.
So next time we're on the air, which will be Tuesday.
The Knicks aren't losing two games at MSG.
But will the Pacers be up 2-1 next time we're talking?
Oh, that might be true. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd probably win. Tonight you'll take the Knicks.
Yeah, I bet Indiana wins game three.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You be in paradise and put up a
grab bag. Ooh, bop, bop, bop.
All right, NHL playoffs. Let's see what we had last night in the association. We had the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
5-0.
Nice.
Over the Hurricanes. So they are up 2-0. I would also call that a commanding lead. And tonight you have game two, Stars and Oilers. Of course, Dallas is up one game to none. Edmonton had a 3-1 lead, but blew it and lost 6-3 in that game one. So Oilers, Stars tonight, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that got buried beneath the wild Knicks and Pacers finish the other night. But that was a crazy comeback as well. I mean, Florida looks dominating. Mm-hmm. I can't tell how much of that is Florida and how much you can't take Carolina seriously.
I know Carolina's now lost 12 or 13
in the conference final.
Yeah,
games. I mean, it's just they're obviously a good team. They're good.
Sure.
But like, pencil them into a conference final just about every year.
And then sweep.
Yeah, and then they get blown out once they get there. I don't know who to comp them to in another sport. But that's what they feel like. So Florida
it's like
feels
the Twins in the wild card,
yeah, something
round.
Like that.
Oh my God,
where it's like,
every
yeah, pencil
year.
In the Twins every year in the playoffs, but they're getting smoked when they get there.
People are making that same joke now with the Steelers.
Yeah,
somebody had a good joke when the schedule came out. They're like, Steelers are scheduled for a wild card weekend game on the road, where like they'll be
where
7 point
by,
dogs.
They lose,
and
lose by 25.
Yeah, right,
exactly.
Every year. I sounded like you earlier in the week.
I was going to say, I slowly thought I was getting my voice back. I don't really think I have, but the grab bags have been tough for me this
Such
week.
Such a beautiful day outside. They're going to play two at Fenway Park. 1:35, first pitch. Brian Bayo on the mound. He's been trash recently. A lefty, Cole Povich? What do we got?
Maury.
Cade. No,
Maury.
I was right the first time.
Maury.
Cade Povich.
Yeah.
25-year-old left-hander. On the mound in the night tilt, if you have tickets for the night game,
first of all, keep your fingers crossed. But yeah,
well, also that bring an umbrella
and
a slicker, dress up like the killer from I Know What You Did Last Summer, and you should be fine. Lucas Giolito versus undecided.
Nice.
So if you're looking for that,
who would you take, Giolito or undecided? I'm taking undecided.
I don't know, Giolito.
Give me
Orioles though. It's undecided from the Orioles.
Well, that's a good point. I don't think people get. Oh wow, Tayshaun Prince is a good slender man.
Tayshaun Prince was a slender
man. Wait, that's a good one. Yeah. I don't think people quite get. People are saying Taco Fall, not a slender man.
No, I thought Taco Fall
super tall.
He was closer to like the George Mursand.
Yeah.
Even Porzingis. I don't think Porzingis is a slender man.
He's close.
He's thin.
Though. Yeah.
No, but like Chet Holmgren, I'm like worried about.
No, you're right.
When you see him play, you're like, that's a compound fracture waiting to happen.
No, Taco Fall, that taco had some meat.
It's legit skin and bones.
Kevin McHale? No, what are we talking
about?
No,
he just had
kind of slender men.
No, but he had like, he was kind of like an awkward top half.
He's acting. tune in to twitch.tv/BostonWEI.
So if we're doing charades,
whatever
and
he's
I
about
this,
to say.
You know I'm doing McHale. McHale in the post had like these wild arm movements.
Yeah.
I think it was more like just an awkward top half.
Sure.
I don't look at him like a slender
man. No, me either. No.
Next week, top five slenderman?
Maybe. Tayshaun Prince is a good one though. That's a great
Tayshaun
one.
Prince was pretty thin. Yeah.
You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the
grab bag
of his life.
Ronald Acuna expected to return today.
Acuna Matata.
Sure. To you as well.
Yeah, that's what
it
they
means
say
no
to him.
Worries.
When he comes back, that's what they say to him. Yeah.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do, 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 do. Blah, blah. 93.7. Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
Pretty good.
That's great. I like people who act out their own guitar, personally.
Wow. There was a lot of scuttlebutt, Jones, that Paul Skeens could get traded, and all these top teams were trying to call about Paul Skeens already, even though he's just in his second year. And certainly under team. Yeah, there was a big scuttlebutt rumor about Paul Skeens.
Sox should be in on that.
They should be in on that. Apparently, Pirates general manager goes by the name of Ben Charrington.
Oh, good GM.
Has come out and said, not so fast, my friends.
Mm.
And it looks like he's going nowhere. At least that's what they're saying.
Okay, good.
Right now.
But thou doth protest too much?
I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Go get him.
Grab bag.
You've seen me without my helmet since I swore the creed. I am not a
grab bag.
All defense came out yesterday. The NBA all defensive team. Your first team, Evan Mobley, Dyson Daniels.
Great barrier thief. He should be defensive player of the year.
Great barrier thief. I agree. Lu Dort, Draymond Green, Amen Thompson. Second team, Ivica Zubac, Jaren Jackson Jr., Jalen Williams, Tomani Kamara.
Yep.
and Rudy Gobert in the also receiving votes. So if there was a third team, there isn't.
There is not.
Confusing.
But if
three
there was,
All-NBA teams, only two all-defensive teams. Derek White was the third guy snubbed. So an OG Anunoby who was close, then a big gap, and then it was Bam Adebayo, Derek White.
Yeah, I don't think people were too outraged, but I saw minor outrage about White getting snubbed.
Was Turp fired up?
No, I don't think Turp expected him to be on the team. But he was the only guy, I think, who even really qualified.
Every day that I'm in making
grab bag.
The ESPN program Around the Horn
is done
after today. This show has been on for over 20 years.
When they put this and PTI on back-to-back, Keith.
It was a power hour.
Absolute game. I guess I was a, it was 2000.
It was
I guess I was a junior in high school. That was a banger of an hour.
I was going to say between
no homework
high school,
done
college,
during that hour.
And then right after college, looking for a job. You're like, well, at least at 5 o'clock, you get this going
on. The girls were just calling the Jones household. They're like, can Adam come out? I'm like, ladies.
Yeah.
I got PTI and Around the Horn.
Now, it started with Max Kellerman, right? Was Kellerman the guy? And then
they
went with Stat Boy, Tony Reale.
Yeah.
Who's your power four? Was your all-time four Around the Horn panelists?
Let me tell you, the top five for wins, and I think it'd probably be some combination of this. You got to get Bob Ryan in there, too.
Okay.
Woody Page, Tim Collishaw, Bill Plachke, Kevin Blackstone, J.A. Adandi. I'd probably...
You're sleeping on Jay Mariotti. People hated him.
Mariotti,
I think he got canceled
back in the day
or something,
but
Mariotti was good. They'd needle him. Mariotti...
Bob
Woody
Ryan's got to be in there.
Bob
Jackie
Ryan.
Mack.
Jackie Mack, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, she was good. But now, in the top four, though, Woody Page got to be in there.
Quality
Woody Page.
Over quantity.
Plachke's got to be. You hate Plachke.
I hate Plachke.
That's what makes him good.
But they needed like an LA guy. Woody Page was in Denver. Mariotti was in Chicago. And then either
East
Jackie
Coast.
Mack, Bob Ryan.
Bob Ryan.
Our guy, Michael Holly.
Yeah, Holly was on there.
He was in there.
Yeah.
You know what was bizarre?
There are only 61 all time panelists on that show, which is shocking.
You know what blew my mind?
What?
And this is, I don't know if some people don't know this, but now that the show's over, when I was talking to Michael Holly years ago about Around the Horn, the winner was predetermined. It was like wrestling.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They knew before the
you
show.
Just shattered my childhood, I think.
They hang knew on. Before the show who was going to win.
I'm actually much more disappointed in this than wrestling.
Yeah.
So wait, hang on.
They knew before the show who was going to win. Sometimes it'd be like a scheduling thing, and they'd be like,
wait,
I can only do
Holly, one. Was Holly were you supposed to be reporting this now, Keith?
I don't know.
I don't even know if you're supposed
to be the bearer of
Holly's
tidings.
Probably signed like an NDA on this or something
well,
like this.
I didn't sign anything.
So, wow. So it was predetermined?
So, yeah. So
four of them couldn't write a winning speech ahead of time. They're like, hey, you're the winner. Make sure you got your speech at the end.
But some were probably like, I can only be on for 5 minutes or whatever. And then they would do the thing and they'd bail. So, yeah. So it was predetermined. They knew who was going to win. So, when they act surprised or whatever.
I don't like that.
Yeah, because if you go
something
back and watch
told
it
me
now,
there's something fishy with those points. I always knew.
Right. Why is he getting
very
fired
subjective.
For that? That was a stupid take?
I always knew those points were fishy.
That's a dumb, stupid take?
Damn it.
Why was he even doing
that? What are we celebrating this show for now? Yeah. I don't even like it.
Okay, fair enough.
Good riddance.
All right.
Every day that I'm in making
grab bag.
That was a repeat one.
Yeah. So I split twice.
Tails.
Start believing. Grab bag. You're in one.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent, Jones?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, in the spirit of things, we have a former Oriole who also pitched for Seattle, the Dodgers, and Atlanta. 9-year career closer.
Oh, yeah.
All-star closer.
Greg Olson.
No.
Wasn't that his name? I feel like we've had this. Have we had this guy before?
I don't think
Jim Johnson.
Nope.
No, he's not a rattling off names. I'm like, is this going to be Sidney Ponson again?
Nope, it's not. It's a closer.
Wait, give me the teams again. Baltimore, Seattle.
Seattle,
who?
Baltimore, the Dodgers, and Atlanta. His all-star season was with the Baltimore Orioles. He is a classic closer in the sense that he sucked before his all-star year and sucked pretty much after.
Well, yeah. Okay.
He made the All-Star team in 2008.
Oh, no.
He debuted in 2004, was done after 2012.
Debuted in 2004 with whom? With Seattle?
Seattle.
Hashigawa?
Nope. In 2008, he had 31 saves.
Did he debut when he was 30?
He debuted when he was 27, actually.
Well,
kind of old.
We're on to something.
Maybe.
No, you're wrong on that. He's a U.S.-born player. All-Star in 2008. And then he had 31 saves that year. The next year he had 21 saves, and then he disappeared off the face of the earth. He had 56 career saves. He had 52 of them in 2 years.
This is so in my wheelhouse, too. 2008.
He was a lefty.
I was playing fantasy baseball. Yeah. I needed closers. I was scouring waiver wires.
6 foot, 225, so he was not a slender man.
That's not helping. 6 foot, 225.
Yeah, and an all-star. He was legitimately an all-star.
I hate...
Braverman's texting me from the other room.
I hate myself. I'm looking.
Yep,
is this
Joe
it?
Got it.
Is this
Joe
it?
Wiles got it.
I cheated and looked.
I can't
is
read
it Zach
that.
Britton?
It is not Zach Britton. No. E from Brockton has it. Zach Britton was really good.
Yeah, Zach Britton was too good for that. E from Brockton has it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I
yep.
see. George Sherrill.
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
George Sherrill. That's
good
a
job,
random
e.
player. All-star George Sherrill. More like it.
That is a random player.
Yeah.
Now, can I? Where was George Sherrill from?
Tennessee.
Oh, never mind.
What do you mean? Like, where is he from?
I thought it was a callback to Australia. I don't know why I thought he was Australian.
He's from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yep.
Down under.
By way of Australia, though, is what they call it. Yeah, it's under Massachusetts.
I don't think so.
There you go. Random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag. We're hanging out with Joe Weil during Red Sox pregame. It comes your way 12:35. First pitch, 1:35. Red Sox and Orioles doubleheader here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Catch, he's like, get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going.
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, moving things up a little bit because we have Red Sox pregame coming up, which Jones and I will join Joe Weil for a little bit of. Sox Orioles playing two today, weather permitting, 1:35 first pitch. But let's get you some of our week in review, including a very busy Tuesday where we had not one but two breaking news.
Don Sweeney has agreed to a 2-year contract extension as general manager of the Boston Bruins.
Well earned. He was able to get a once they got that first round pick for Marchand. Once he hit his minimum,
they're like, "You need a 2-year deal.
You can't keep getting away with it."
More Sweeney. Well, this was a good year.
Yeah,
they had a good year.
No, it's true. It went very well.
They traded the whole roster away. They're an absolute mess.
A few moments later,
I got one other nugget for you. I don't think it qualifies as breaking news, but just to throw it on the hopper here.
It did.
It was Chad Kraft.
Oh, Chad Kraft.
Jordan Hudson has told at least one person that she and Bill Belichick are engaged to be married. Congratulations.
And that's coming from Kraft. I mean Kraft.
Yep.
Yep.
Ow! How do you think he popped the question?
Probably while they're doing airplane.
Probably very romantic.
Yeah.
Doing an airplane on the beach.
Fisherman outfits.
Yeah.
Something like
He's
that.
He's like, hey, that CBS morning interview went so well. Will you do me the honor of being my wife?
I mean, she was pretty ride or die in that interview. Maybe that was a moment for him where he's like.
He was really turned on by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of updates on that since Tuesday, by the way.
Well,
so there's been a lot of reporting on Belichick.
New
do you
boat
think
name.
That one's true? Think they're engaged? I don't know. I can't
believe TMZ, People Magazine, somebody like that hasn't confirmed it yet. So yeah. I'm suspect about that, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, Wednesday, Jones, the morning show had The Match. Greg Hill v. Chris Scheim won.
Quite a match.
Maybe also done. I don't know if they're going to go back to this well, but here's just a taste of how that went.
The most demoralizing part was there were a lot of nice people. Chris in the truck came out. Kevin was there. But there was one gentleman who came with a sign that said Team Scheim. And after the third hole, took it off.
Yeah. As Breece Hill pointed out to me, he said he was going to shoot 41. Which is tough to do when you are 7 over after 2 holes.
As, you know.
As what my son pointed out to me, Scheim.
Also, Scheim, you trying to say, no, Greg, my mom didn't raise no bitch, and then absolutely topping the drive was you couldn't have scripted it better.
As they say, Courtney, as the kids say, absolute cinema.
It was so shocking. I mean, the audio of the videos I took, I'm gasping in the background.
I don't think I heard. No, Greg,
because you made some comment of like, oh, Scheim, he said, no, Greg, my mom didn't raise no bitch. And then.
Yeah, it was. I think it was, Greg, it was like the third or fourth hole, the one with the water on the right, the water hazard there. And I had hit my like third shot or whatever right in front of the water. And I'm like, all right, I can either go left here or I could just go right at the pin. And I was like, oh, mom ain't raised no bitch.
No.
And I sent it.
Oh, my God.
I sent it, and it went 8 feet.
Didn't pop, make it, the ladies tease.
It popped up like Halliburton's shot off the front rim and just went right in front of him.
It was a tough go for Scheim, admittedly, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he's still, you know what?
Going forward, he was back at work the next day.
He's still alive. He's still with us.
He didn't quit or anything.
I wasn't
like
sure, but he is, yeah.
We got more news as it relates to Bill Belichick's women in his life.
Oh, yeah.
His current and former lovers apparently had a square off in Nantucket. As that story was revealed.
You hear the other story that Linda and Jordan got into it on Nantucket?
Yeah.
At the Christmas stroll.
not like that, though. She just threw her out of a party.
I hate
right?
to say it. Yes,
is that what
yes. That her daughters
For those
were,
that don't know.
That her daughters were DJing at on Nantucket at the Christmas stroll, yes.
And Nantucket's a small island, isn't it? So they probably did run into each other a lot.
I would imagine.
How many people are on Nantucket at a given
question.
Time?
Well, in the summer, I'm sure it's quite a bit.
It's just Belichick, Portnoy, and Belichick's lovers, and past and present lovers.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's the whole island.
Oh, and Greg.
And Greg.
Seasonally Greg.
Yeah. So her daughters were DJing some event. Linda, she showed up. Linda didn't want her there.
Wait, Linda's daughters are DJs?
Apparently.
What a great detail to this story.
Look.
What a tremendous detail.
Look.
You have a favorite DJ of all time? And why is it DJ Lethal from Limp Bizkit?
I did like DJ Pauly D. I don't know how it's
DJ Scribble.
DJ Scribble was great. TV Beach House.
That's a real good one.
DJ Scratch and Sniff? Is that a guy? I think.
Spinderella.
Spinderella.
DJ LeMayu.
Spinderella's a good one, yeah. What was that?
DJ LeMayu.
Can Linda's daughters take one spot? They can be have to take two.
They can be one spot. They count as one.
I think they're twins, so that's one spot.
Yeah, one
Go
spot.
Go on.
Yeah.
Twins, Linda, Jordan.
Yeah. Billy's loving
I'm really mad at his body. That's
now fine. We're cooking.
That got his attention.
Billy's favorite story of the year. all-timer. We are at now at the 1 week anniversary from the unveiling of the City Connect jerseys for the Boston Red Sox. Last Friday, the Red Sox gifted those jerseys to every Tom, Dick, and Harry that has ever said anything about the Red Sox. Every Red Sox podcast got them. Hart and Ted Johnson, who were down at Fenway that day, they got brand new jerseys. They're giving out hats. They're giving out sweatshirts, T-shirts, pins, you name it, bobbleheads. They're giving everything away down there.
Yeah.
We didn't get anything.
No.
And so I've been checking the mailroom every day this week to see
religiously
if we had anything.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, haven't gotten anything yet. But I do appreciate Greg Hill, although he does kind of take a couple shots at me here. Oh. And so does everybody.
There's actually a sizable amount of shots in this. Yeah.
But Sam Kennedy was on for the front office report yesterday, and Greg asked him about it.
With regard to the new City Connects, my guy, Rich Keefe, did not get one. Is it possible that we could shut him up by getting a jersey over here? The new City Connects.
We'll have to go back and scan the last 10 years of comments that Chief has made about the club. But assuming those all check out in the positive scale, then no problem.
Okay, and then I'm guessing probably what is he, a large? And then he could just stop whining about it.
Yeah, other people have them at the radio station. I'm sure he'll just steal one if he doesn't get it.
Terrible. Just smoked.
That's the definition of a drive-by right there.
That was
a good one.
Not even worth getting the jersey now at this point. All right, real quick, we talked Terrence Howard as well.
Oh, good.
He's an actor.
Is he?
Yeah, he was in Hustle. He was like the bad guy in Hustle. The Adam Sandler.
This is not Terrence Howard.
I was thinking this is Anthony Edwards.
But Terrence Howard.
No, he wasn't in that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, he might would have been like six in that.
That was a big year for Terrence Howard. He was in Crash and Hustle and Flow.
That was all
in
the same year? Yeah. Wow.
Now he's doing podcasts with Rogan where he's just doing like math equations. You heard some? I think we did a Kiefer Madness on Terrence Howard.
Not with me.
He has a lot to say about a lot of things. And I guess people have looked into it. Not sure how factually correct a lot
of
it is.
Well, you know.
Pretty sure he says he remembers being born.
Yeah, that's right, Bill.
Oh, I've seen that.
And isn't it a lot of like equations? Born. And he'll be like, we're in a room right now. Room starts with the letter R. Rich starts with the letter R. Like, and then he'll be like, that over there is red, also with the letter R. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, his mind is Zach Galifianakis in Hangover when he's playing blackjack.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you're like, I don't know if any of that is right.
All right. I've got to be honest. If you remember being born, I feel bad for it. That's
he's never the same.
Yeah. Watch your father passed out.
What a wild scene.
It's freezing out here.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me back in. Yeah, I got to. That's not a memory I would want.
I'm for sure glad I forgot that.
Yeah. Most people forget that for a reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you have to.
But Anthony Edwards, great actor, though.
Anthony Edwards, though, good actor. Yeah. We landed the plane, and let's end on this, Jones. The brag of the week.
Oh, good. My 9-year-old's in the championship next weekend. We're playing in the championship flag football championships, right?
Sick brag, bro.
That'd be Rob Ninkovich on the Greg Hill Show this morning.
Yeah, he's
pretty good brag. I mean,
living vicariously through his 9-year-old.
State championship.
We're going for a championship.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, nice.
I assume he coaches. So maybe he is. Yeah.
That was part of a story where he said at these flag football championships, people were checking the footballs for being underinflated.
Yeah, well,
because
you can thank Brady for that.
He's an ex-Patriot.
Yeah, exactly.
Is how that goes down. What was it?
Said I remember.
No one remembers more than Billy. No one suffered more through Deflategate than Billy Lanny. congratulations on your brag of the week there, Ninko.
Absolutely.
Big week around here. Jones and Keefe, we're going to stick around with Joe Weil for part of Red Sox pregame today. First pitch, 1:35, part of a doubleheader. Pregame starts right now here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.